This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program turns into it, turns another cheek, if you will. Now it's time for us to get cheeky with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn here from Carol.
I brought all four of mine.
All four of your cheek? Good for you. Congratulations. A round of applause for Jennifer. See, that's what we miss. We have that, that way we hold on to those moments, if you will. Jennifer and I have been on the air together for what, 17 years, 17, 18?
Seems ever since I was 12
yes.
2 years old.
Right. Right. So what we do in this hour of the program is go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Review, our points of view, our thoughts about what's going on in the news talk radio world, full of all kinds of connections with you. And so Talkers Magazine has been, for as long as Jennifer and I have been talking since she was 2 years old, they've also been publishing these charts every week and publishing them on their website, which is talkers.com. And they also have, we published them on the gooddayshow.com site as well. The top 10 stories this week. Number one, the January 6th hearings. Number two, elections, not only here but abroad. Gun control and crime is 3. The heat wave is 4. The economy is 5. The war is 6. COVID is 7. The problems with race and immigration, that's kind of become a boilerplate thing. The situation with Roe v. Wade and abortion, that kind of thing, and the LGBTQ movement is 10. So I want to go back to number one, because Jennifer, as the lead host on KRLA every morning in Los Angeles, that's a political talk station right of center, and so you're holding on, or you have been holding on, to the Trump, he's the real winner stuff. Is any of that being eaten away by what's coming out of these committee hearings? What do you, I'm sure you've come up with some sort of a theory as to why, you know, this is all kind of, it's aimed at embarrassing Trump. Or,
yeah, and everything is kind of being presented without context. I mean, look, I want the truth. I want people who destroyed property inside the Capitol to pay for their sins, if you will, just like I wanted the protesters in the summer of 2020 who destroyed police stations to, you know, to pay for that legally, whether that means jail time or conviction or whatever that means. But what has really happened is an overshoot, and the overshoot is that you have a lot of innocent people who either didn't even step foot in the Capitol, who were outside, who were like been thrown into prison, and the key's been thrown away on them. And it's just not an equal playing field. It's not an equal carriage of justice. And so when it comes to the committee, of course we all want to know the truth. We want to get to the bottom of things and what happened. But one of the biggest questions that I have that the committee hasn't asked is why the National Guard wasn't called. When Trump and his administration said, we need the National Guard, when the Capitol Police, the head, said, we need the National Guard, but they were denied the National Guard by Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge. No one's asked that question.
I know, but that question has been asked. It hasn't been answered.
No one's answered that. But the focus, yeah.
But you boil it down to what was a part of the Thursday night hearing session that was in prime time, and the video of Trump out on the White House lawn. It was pretty. It's very interesting to see how all that stuff, which seems to be spontaneous but really isn't, the way it was put together, the way it was presented. I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know me, I'm not, I don't like any of the political stuff. I don't like the parties. I don't like the personalities. I just don't like any of them.
There's no doubt that President Trump was upset by the results of the election. There is no doubt about that. There's no doubt that he still feels like he
upset?
Was robbed. And by the way,
that's a
I
gentle
believe
way
him.
Of putting it.
Well, I mean, you look at, if you watch some of the movies, you watch some of the, if you look at some of the evidence, these laws were changed in the advance of the election using COVID as an excuse, and a lot of things were tampered with. And so, he didn't take the loss well. I get that. But did did he want to go hang Mike Pence? Absolutely not. I don't believe any of that. Did he call for those rioters to go and try to hang Mike Pence? No, these were things that were going on well beyond and aside from President Trump.
So he didn't start it, but somebody said it because it didn't come out of nowhere. It didn't come out of thin air. Hang Trump, hang Pence because he didn't vote the right way? Did that start with some of the hooligans that were involved in the January 6th breach of the Capitol? That came from someplace.
That's where we hear it from, is the people who were walking in that initial wave, right? Hey, Mike Pence. Those people are the ones who need to be in the spotlight here, I think, right? The ones who want to do harm. But said a lot of things, and they also weren't equipped to carry it out. I mean, the funny thing is that there wasn't one gun in the Capitol breach. There was bear spray. And if they were getting ready to hold an insurrection, well, they were poorly equipped to do it.
Well, but the other side of it is that action, no matter who instigated it or who was the leader, was inappropriate isn't a strong enough word. Illegal, uncalled for, not part of what America stands for. We stand for, I do anyway, and I think most people when they examine it, I love it when people protest. I encourage protesting. But violence, the way that we saw the destruction of property that belongs to the American people, no. Sorry, whoever's responsible, I'm not sorry. You need to be, you're the ones who need to be not hung, but hung out to dry because you were inappropriate. Now, who whipped those people into a frenzy?
Those people have been in jail. That's the thing.
Not all of them.
Do you know how many arrests, though, have been made? Hundreds of arrests. And people have had no... I mean, people have been sitting around without even getting their right
process.
To a speedy trial. There's no due process.
Right.
And so it's like they're trying to make an example out of them. And we didn't see that same consistent treatment from the people who were burning down federal buildings when they were protesting for Black Lives Matter. I'm saying be consistent. Destruction of a building or federal property is a crime. You should be held responsible for that.
We have all of these people, but people look the other way depending on who's involved. Number 10 this week is LGBTQ rights. I don't think there's been any violence associated with that movement, but it's another movement. There are all these movements, the abortion rights people, the race people, there are all kinds of, there's everybody in the world has a different thing to, gun rights, and it goes on and on and on. We all have our rights. Have we abused our rights? Do we have too many rights? Do we need to redo some of the things that are considered a part of what we were guaranteed under the original Constitution that are impractical now? All kinds of questions. And so, where do we get to the bottom line? We'll do it here. What I want to do is move on to the... There was one primary this week that we ought to talk about quickly, and then we talk about what's going on in Italy and England next on the Talk Radio Review.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Tide presents Laundry Truths, Cold Hard Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? Washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on relaxing with a rich, creamy strawberry frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
16 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the important stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine. So number two, politics, elections, that sort of thing. Let's start with America and the primary that seemed to get the most interest. I don't think there were any other states anyway this week, because West Virginia was the only one, right? That had a primary?
Wasn't it Delaware? Delaware, I believe. No, Larry Hogan, Maryland. It was Maryland.
Maryland.
So,
okay.
Yeah, okay. Larry Hogan is termed out. And there was a big race, of course, because everything always has to be about Donald Trump, between the Trump-backed candidate and kind of more of the Larry
Hogan foolish?
Style. It is so ridiculous.
It's so foolish.
Even in California, when, like, we were recalling Gavin Newsom, it was about Donald Trump somehow. I don't know. It's always about him, I guess. But in any case, so there was a Larry Hogan-backed candidate who worked in his office, and then a Trump backed candidate. It was the Trump-backed candidate who won, who'd been ahead in the polls, but a lot of people on, in the middle and on the left say that there were people spending money for him because they think he's easier to beat because he is that Trump candidate. But we'll see. I think people are kind of also tired with the Larry Hogan style of Republican, and we'll see what happens there. It's an interesting state when you have, like Massachusetts a lot, where you can have leadership at the top be a Republican and everything else is
Democrat.
Blue and Democrat.
Yeah, right. All right, in Italy, the political situation there, like every other month they have a new election. Maybe that's a little it, but this is the second time in a week the prime minister offered his resignation twice this week. The president of Italy accepted the resignation, but then they asked him to stay on, the prime minister, because they want to get they have to have a caretaker while a new government is put together. It's really kind of interesting. This is the third largest economy in Europe. But Italy's always like this. Always. If you go back over the political history, especially before World War II, but in the last 100 years, it's really wild and wacky. Meanwhile, in England, there's Jennifer, the difference between Tories and Whigs, they kind of call this Republicans, Democrats, whatever. There's a woman, and I haven't got the story right in front of me, who was now, I think there are two women in the mix, but one is the former finance minister, I think, right? Who seems to be the next in line. Is she going to win? What's the read on that?
I hate to predict British politics because I just don't understand how it all works. That system, the parliamentary system, I think is it's tough to understand. Plus, it's so wild. But what I picked up on this week was the second goodbye speech from Boris Johnson. Did you hear that? Where he said, "Hasta la vista, baby."
As much as
I know he's done a lot of weird stuff and he's got the bad hair, he is kind of funny to watch every once in a while. And so we'll see. I don't know if anybody in Parliament's been called baby before, but he said hasta la vista, baby. And I think the odds-on favorite is the woman that you're talking about.
Right.
I think it's Liz Truss.
That's her name. Yeah.
And then
right.
Rishi Sunak, I think, is the other.
Right. So but that's right. I think that
the financial official, and then the foreign secretary is Liz Truss.
I think Liz is kind of attractive. Does that make
of course,
a good,
you more love so to than, vote on looks, I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Isn't that the only qualifier? Why else
why you were
vote?
Such a supporter of Boris Johnson, I understand.
Yeah. Right. I remember
or
Sarah Palin under the circumstances. Okay, so anyway, we've got those items of interest. Moving ahead, spending time on the war. I want to get some comments here. I think we have a lot of comments, Jay, from listeners about some of these issues through the week. So we'll have that for you. The National League lost to the American League, Jennifer.
I know.
I know. She knows that. They played in your stadium, though. How about that?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a big deal to have that in
nice.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was. The home run, the battle. I thought all that stuff sort of marks the middle of summertime, if you will, which I want to wash my mouth out with soap when I say that. Here we are, the third weekend in July in the Talk Radio Review, which continues 21 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, with the charts being the focus, the third week of July, and we're into the heat wave, the tropical heat wave. So Jay has got some comments from the social media world, people trying to figure out how they keep themselves at their freshest. So what are some of the ways listeners are beating the heat?
Yeah, today? How you beat the heat. Trisha Lamb says, doing paperwork in my walk-in freezer at my restaurant. That's actually pretty brilliant.
Who would have thought of that? What, standing next to a, or sitting next to a side of beef and hanging in the cooler?
Yeah. Set up your own little table and stuff. Jenny yep. Wheeler says, staying in the pool. Suzanne Warren yes. goes for Netflix by day, walk my steps by night.
Exercise.
Kathy Sunil lives in Alaska and says, summer appears to be over up here. I want to go to Alaska.
Summer's over up there?
That's
not as hot. They had some warmer weather.
Dropping
yeah.
there.
Right, yep, yeah.
Heather Neal beats the heat by going to the lake, and Linda Espinosa just stays indoors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I guess it depends on what you do for a living or how you occupy your time. I will tell you, being out on a tractor on the farm this week has not been pleasant.
Yeah,
even though we have
it.
Canopies on all the tractors, you still feel it. Okay, let's see. Crime is number three. The question, would it make you feel safer knowing more people are carrying handguns? What sort of things have we got from our listeners there?
Linda Green says, I am a handgun owner. They should have a permit and go through a shooter safety course. It doesn't make me nervous to see someone with one unless they are acting crazy and aiming it.
Mm-hmm.
Jim
All right,
Wood
yeah.
says, look at history. Everybody had guns in the 1800s, and for the most part, everybody had manners and respect for one another.
Or you got shot by the guy in the street who had the gun. The man who shot Liberty Valance comes to mind, but there was plenty of the law and order crowd would have had an interesting time, today's law and order crowd, existing in the 1880s. Yeah. All right, what else have we got here?
Seth Thomason says, any license or anything is an infringement of that right of the Second Amendment. If most people conceal carry correctly, you would never know they had a gun in the first place. I feel that most people that own firearms are responsible people that have gained their knowledge through it being passed down through family, military, or police training, or they sought that training on their own. The government mandating that you pay for a training course or get additional licensing is just the state or federal government. It's their way of getting more money out of the people.
There's a yes and a no to that. Yes, all of the things. Never mind this. I don't think this has been singled out. There are so many fees now. It's just more taxes on everything. They want you to apply for a permit for this, get a license for that. It's $35, $45. And all it is money that can be used by the city because they can't collect it in taxes on your house or excise taxes or whatever it is. So it's just one more tax. I think this guy's a little hardcore, though, for me, anyway, as I look at this. It's not the 1880s anymore. It's 2022. And so things are different. There are too many people, so you have to gear yourself for that as much as anything else. It's just everything is different. Do I like the way the world is? Has it changed since I was a kid? Absolutely. But that's the reality. And I guess you got to deal better with reality. That's kind of the bottom line. Anyway, we continue with more focus on these stories in a matter of moments here as we continue to review what's going on in News Talk Radio. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needless.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Uvalde's top school officials has recommended the firing of the school district police chief who was central to the law enforcement response when a gunman killed two teachers and 19 students at an elementary school nearly 2 months ago. A special meeting will be held on Saturday where the South Texas City School Board will hear from the school district's attorney about Superintendent Hall Harrell's recommendation to fire Chief Pete Arredondo, according to a statement. Arredondo has been accused by state officials of making several critical mistakes during the May 24th mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. A Massachusetts train catches on fire, forcing one passenger to jump into a river and several others to climb out of a window. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Two accused drug traffickers busted with a massive amount of fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show in court after being released on cashless bail. The 25-year-old and 19-year-old men were released on their own recognizance less than 24 hours after their arrest because they were classified as low risk. A new arrest warrant has been issued by a judge for the men, and bail has been set at $2.15 million ahead of their arraignment. Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015. Flint's water became contaminated because water pulled from the Flint River wasn't treated to reduce the corrosive effect on lead pipes.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
There's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to know. 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn are here as we overview the charts for this week, the week of July 18th to the 22nd. I guess the good news this week when it comes to the economy, which is number five, is the price of gasoline has fallen now consistently for over a month. So that means when I was in L.A. last week, I paid $6 a gallon, whereas if I were back here, you'd pay $4.84 a gallon. Actually, though, it's dropped where I am. The average is about $4.34. Jennifer, where you are in California, it's still pushing upwards.
$5.55 if you're lucky. Yeah.
Right. What's the price where you are in Cleveland, Jay? Where is
I filled up yesterday, and it was $3.99.
Yeah. All right. So if
send
we go
me
back,
some, could you put some gas in the mail?
I will.
Right.
Overnight.
So depends on where you are. There are some places in the country that are as low as $3.15. It just kind of depends. That's the price Last October, I think, was when the average national price was around $3.15, $3.16. So it's good news for consumers. What has happened, at least my analysis of this, ladies, see if you agree, the idea that the gouging that has been done, as soon as the oil companies do this, and introspective, I don't know, whatever it is, they don't even care that people are onto their game and onto their tricks. Every time there's a burp in some economic news, up goes the price of gasoline, whether it's direct or indirect or not related at all. And so when the Russians invaded Ukraine, bingo, right up the next day, 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents. And it's been going that way until people have finally made a lot of noise about it. And so the PR machines at ExxonMobil and these other big oil companies say, okay, we better back off. And so that's what's going on here. It's not about the Ukraine. In total, at the beginning, and we said, okay, the Russians and the need for our... And then we found out, Jennifer, this week, I don't know if you talked about it on your morning program in L.A., the United States government, the president signing off on shipping 5 million barrels of oil to China.
Yeah.
Huh?
What he's doing. And he's using, you know, he's using our reserve oil to do
for
it.
Ours! For us! Chinese!
I know. And who is saying a word about it? I mean, this is a scandal in the making. We did.
Outrageous.
But what the heck? We
this guy
need,
should be. I mean, you're talking about impeachment.
Reserve,
you're
going
to impeach somebody, impeach him for that kind of stuff.
I mean, if you're going to touch the reserve, which is not even supposed to be used in a situation like this, but at least if you're going to do it and justify it, it doesn't make much difference at the pump, and it's not alleviating much pain when he touches the reserves. But, okay, you do it. You use it for the American people. You don't send it to China and sell it. I mean, give me a break. Ugh.
Well, some people, you know, I love looking at the analysis paralysis from this. Well, some people are driving less. Yeah, they are because they can't afford.
They're forcing us, though.
High prices, yeah. So you're shooting yourself in the foot with these prices.
I think the problem is that, you know, climate change, unfortunately, has become like a religion for a lot of people, especially those who are on the far left. Mm. There is a way to be moderate and reasonable and accomplish goals, and that is to realize that you're not going to change everything overnight, that you can move towards green energy, you can move towards electric vehicles, but it sounds so out of touch when you say, well, if you can't afford gasoline, just buy a car, a new car. Well, if I can't afford $5 gas, I certainly can't afford a $60,000 or $70,000 Tesla. It's just not going to work. And then if everybody does have
how can you
even charge it? And you know, it's so crazy that now you got me going because solar is supposed, you know, everybody's pushing towards solar. A lot of people in my circle have solar. I have solar on my roof right now that's not actually activated because the guys just sort of left after a while. But anyway, we'll see.
That's not reliable help from Mexico, yeah.
A friend of mine said that when he turned his solar on, and he loved it initially, the power company started sending him $6,000 bills basically now to have, because he's got solar, but he still has to pay into whatever they say is the energy reserves or some nonsense, and now they're gouging people with solar around California. What is going on?
You got to have it in writing. Yeah,
you try to do the right thing, and then you're still going to get gouged by the government. So these government-run power companies.
So one would wonder what the future of gas prices is. I'm not sure that you get it. They obviously fall. They go down slower than they go up for obvious reasons. But then what's the interest rate going to do to this cost of borrowing money for equipment and drilling and all of that sort of thing? It'll be interesting to see. There are a lot of excuses coming, and it's interesting. Even economists have gone down the political route. Everything. Doctors have gone down. When you look, everything is political. Every single thing. That's number two, partisan politics. It's just, you know, I'm looking at some of the other gas supplies. Here we are in the middle of the summer, but what are the Germans going to do for gas supplies in the wintertime? Because they haven't got it. They can't get it from the Russians. They aren't going to get it from the Russians. They've shut it off. How much carpooling is being done in California? I didn't notice last week when I was driving around. There didn't seem to be too many fewer people on the road there. Maybe other places around the country there's more carpooling going on. And some people are pushing to go back to using Zoom and having your office at home and stuff, which isn't making it. There are the businesses of the world are saying no now, especially in America. Nope, not at all. So anyway, we'll see what gives. The other item here that I wanted to talk about is the situation with COVID and the president. We have Dr. Ken. We have connected with Dr. Ken. If we haven't, let's pause for a moment because I want to get Ken's input on what's going on with Joe Biden. A lot of people are concerned because he tested positive for COVID. We'll get to that after this.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's on the set, so whip down your phone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy.
43 past the hour. This is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. One of the things that I thought was interesting this week, an announcement from Pat Benatar, who said that she no longer was going to do the biggest song in her repertoire. You know, the best song, the one she's best known with. Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Nope. She's not going to do that because she thinks that that gives people an idea of shooting people.
She's
Hit
a moron.
Me With Your Best Shot.
I'm sorry. She's an idiot.
She's worried that the lyrics are offensive to anyone who's lost somebody, lost a loved one in a mass shooting. And she's telling fans that if you want to hear that song, you're welcome to go home and listen to it. For now, she will not be performing it live.
She should retire. Nobody wants to see Pat Benatar sing anything but that. Does she even have any other hits?
Yeah, she has a few.
Shadow of the Nights, Love is a Battlefield.
Love is a Battlefield is the only other one that I would even care to hear her sing in person. That is dope.
What do you really think, Jennifer?
Well, it's like if you're not going to sing your best song, then why even, like, then just don't bother me. Go home. Yeah. You know, I'll just listen. If you're telling me to listen to you on my, in my streaming music, then that's what I'm going to do.
Or do what so many others are doing where they just change the lyrics. If you're uncomfortable singing the lyric, change the lyric.
Hit me with your best pillow. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
Hit me with your best bop. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's number three. Have we got Ken so that we can talk about the president and the COVID thing, or are we just playing in a cesspool of Nonsense. All right. So anyway, we're playing with this. This sounds like big time radio at its worst.
Oh, it happens to everybody. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it does kind of.
Many moving parts right now with technology. Technology is awesome until it doesn't work.
Until it isn't.
Don't get yourself too upset. It happens to me all the time.
All right.
But
so,
Biden got COVID. That's bad.
Yeah, right. Biden doesn't have COVID. Hey.
There he is.
So Ken Cross, associated with this program, Good Day Health. And he wanted to, and I wanted him also to give us the 10-4 on Biden, who tested positive for COVID. Is this anything to worry about, or is it just to underscore that everybody's going to get it no matter who you are?
Well, most of us are going to get it no matter who we are. It's just amazing how much improvement we've made in technology since President Trump got COVID, and now President Biden got COVID. If you remember when President Trump had it, he was in the hospital for 3 days. He had to get this experimental Regeneron monoclonal antibody. Then he got a steroid, a dexamethasone, and then he got intravenous remdesivir. And if you believe what's being reported, President Biden has mild symptoms, and he just got some pills, Paxlovid, and he's doing pretty well. The difference is that he's had 4 shots. He had double vaccinations and then 2 boosters.
But
so
Dr.
we
Penn,
have come a long way.
I have to ask you this question in all seriousness. Look, full disclosure, we could probably, and I take what you say about the boosters and the vaccine, but the truth is, isn't it that the virus has changed and that the virus that's out there now is just less damaging than perhaps the first version of COVID or Delta? Because that was what Trump had. That's what I had in 2020, and it seems people are now getting more cold-like symptoms with or without the vaccine.
That's a very good point, because COVID-19 is a very different disease now than it was back in Alpha when the variant was the big one. When Trump had it, and now BA5 is the big variant now. And that's a very important point. It seems to be much more contagious, but much less virulent. And whether it's because more of us are vaccinated, more of us have had it before, that's a big question also.
So what's the advice then? There are those people, I don't seem to think I need or want a booster. I'm one of those few people, I'll knock on wood. You say I've had it. Maybe the first week in March of 2020, I haven't had anything even close to it since then. I had a series of shots, but I haven't had a new shot for, when did I have my last shot? I think it was 8 months ago or maybe longer than that ago. And it doesn't seem, I've worn a mask here and there when I was traveling. I don't feel like it's going to get me. I think there's a psychological thing here going on. If you think it's going to get you, it's going to get you. Maybe that's too simplistic, but.
Well, let me tell you, the two people who you would think it would never get has been Fauci, Dr. Fauci, and President Biden. If two people don't know more and better protected, so if we can get Dr. Fauci and President Biden, it can get, this BA5 can get anybody. Even Doug Steffen. The question is, what's going to happen if you're going to get it? And this is an individual question for each one of us to make a decision patient by patient. So my only general advice, Doug, is anyone 50 or older who hasn't had a vaccine in 6 months should talk to their doctor whether they personally should get another booster.
Well, what happens if you get if you just go to the CVS or the Walgreens or your local, like I have my local pharmacist. I went in for a shot. He told me not to get it because he doesn't think my immune system warranted it. And
how long ago was this? Is a moving target. Things were different. The amount of BA5 in the area was different. Yeah. So, and again, you want your personal physician to do this because, again, one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly, right. All right, Doctor, decision. Thank you, Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Weekend Program, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Jennifer, thank you. Jay, thank you. It's 10 before the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Another success story now from Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com, sharing his vision of the present and the future. But if you're looking at the present, does it require vision? How about that? There's a question for us to ponder, right?
Take me an hour to come up with an answer for that one.
I'll give you an hour. Someday we should spend an hour just you and I talking on the air. We should do that
at
some point in time to get caught up on all of the things going on in the world of travel. The AAA has done a study of U.S. drivers, and it's not too good. Especially the younger you are and the older you are. Now, maybe that's no brain surgery, because we all know that younger kids don't have a clue about how to drive. And the older you get, the harder your reflexes are to find the difference between the pedals. When you put the pedal to the metal, and you're supposed to be putting the pedal on the brake to the floor, you put the accelerator down, there's a problem. So anyway, there also, one of the big problems, according to the study, Nick, is that there is a problem with medications. People on certain medications shouldn't be driving, apparently. I don't know if you saw that or not, but good.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's a simple thing. If younger drivers were better, so would older drivers would be better, because they wouldn't have to deal with the younger drivers. That's probably half. There's the problem right there.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for solving that. Okay. So there is a country down under that's doing a survey of being down under. Doors and windows. We're going to now make waterproof cars. Is that what's going on here?
So Australia is going to start rating cars on how good they are underwater. Which I just thought that the first time this crossed my desk, I scratched my head and I thought, why do is the world going to be that bad that we
yes.
need immediately to be able to drive underwater? But no, it's not quite that funny. It's they want to rate if you end up in water how, you know, you can get out of vehicles
yeah.
and
yeah.
those type of things. So I guess, you know, they're rating vehicles that if they go underwater. But the chances are, I guess, that, you know, it could happen to you and they want to be there in any kind of emergency. So it's good to know. I think they should just say, hey, you should be able to get out of the vehicle if it goes underwater. And there you go. And just say that has to be
there
done rather than just rate them. Seems
right.
like a government job.
The big question, does your car sink or swim? Okay. Next up, the government, the Army, is going to use Hummers, electric Hummers. So the military is getting into the electronic stuff business, right?
The electronic. Well, they're rating the Hummer, which is interesting. They've asked the Hummer to be rated, which would indicate that they're getting ready to sort of use it or test it or see if they can use it in some sort of battlefield. I just hope there's lots of chargers on the battlefield. That's what I'm just
it's
saying.
It's so ridiculous. My
yeah.
God, give it a rest. These people are so over the top with this stuff. Give it a rest.
Yeah, and I'd like to go see them pay $100,000 over sticker at the dealer. That's the other thing.
Lovely. Okay, so the ratings, there are a lot of recalls this week. You want to go through some of the more obvious ones that will affect more people? Almost every brand, looks like, has got a recall. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, they seem to come in waves, don't they? We've
yeah.
had a very quiet couple of years. Cadillac suffering from recalls again. The XT5, XT6, and the GMC Arcadia all-wheel drive vehicles. This one is a bit more serious than the usual recall for leaky this or leaky that. It's a fuel tank rollover. The value may not provide a proper seal in the event of the rollover crash. Well, that's serious. 228 units are affected. Of course, we always tell you when we're on the show, Doug, here, to go to the nhtsa.gov and put in your VIN number. That will tell you if your vehicle is on any recall list, and that's the little number at the bottom of your windshield in your glass. You can see it, take a picture of it, then go to nhtsa.gov and type in your VIN number, and if your car is on any recall list, it'll throw it up. Ford suffering from a recall for the 2022 Bronco and Ranger. That seems to be a little sad there, but that's a fairly mild one with the sort of detaching, allowing sort of detaching there of the windshield. Not super serious. Ford also have recalls on the F-150, Lincoln Aviator, and Ford Explorer. The list goes on, but the most serious there is the first one I mentioned.
All right, check it out. There'll be info on Nick's website, ourautoexpert.com. Nick Miles with Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.